If you have your Bibles, if you'll turn to the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. When you get there, you can say amen. If you're able to stand for the honor of reading God's Word, we ask you to stand. Titus 2 and 11 is a very important verse, in my opinion, in the Bible. They're all important. None of them's any less than the other, but this is one that shows us a great deal, I think. Titus 2 and 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Your precious Heavenly Fathers, I come to you today in the name of Jesus. We give you all praise and glory for anything that might be done. Father, I pray that you touch these lips of clay, and Father, they only say the things you'd have us say. Father, we pray if there's one here lost, today would be the day to get saved. One's backslidden, and they come home before it's too late. God, have mercy, we do pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen and amen. 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 For the grace of God that brings us salvation, and you do get saved by grace, not of anything else. It's an unmerited gift that He gives us. He died for us upon Calvary. And if you've not got the blood of Jesus Christ covering your sins today, that you're lost and on your way to hell. And the only way you can change that direction is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So He said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Now, you know, there's many things taught in this world, and when you study the Bible, you can come up with different ideals and opinions if you're not careful. And one of them is predestination, and you can study in Romans and Ephesians about predestination and come up with the wrong ideal. The predestination plan was very simply this. Christ, before you were ever created, had a plan for you to get back to heaven. That's the plan. Nobody was predestined to go to hell. Everybody actually was predestined to go to heaven if they're willing to choose that. It's not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance, what the Word of God says. So there's no one that's ever been born upon the face of this earth that's died that's not been given a chance to be saved. You say, "Well, Brother Wayne, what about the deep parts of the jungles of Africa and different places where maybe they never heard the Word of God?" I'm telling you today that they did not die without the grace of God giving them a chance to be saved. You say, "How?" I don't have to know how. You don't have to know how. And God's a mighty big God. He can do all things. So He gives them a chance. Then I was thinking, as God laid this message upon my heart, I was thinking about Isaac and Ishmael. And when you study about Ishmael, and every Muslim knows about Jesus. They know about Jesus. They can't stand Him, but they know about Him. Every Muslim knows about Him. So I was thinking about Isaac and Ishmael, and when Sarah put them out of the camp, and she went down there and she was afraid the child was going to die, the angel appeared to her and told her to go back and be under subjection of Sarah. And you know what He's doing? He's sending her back, and she was an Egyptian, to learn about God. He did say he'd be a wild man. He is. The Muslims are wild. They're crazy. Word of God's true. That's just the way it is. But you think about it. If he had accepted the same God that Abraham had accepted, things wouldn't be like they are today. And the leadership of that led them to more and more and more. Just like the leadership of your family is leading one of two ways. That's reality. You're choosing whether or not you're teaching them about Jesus Christ or not. And some people say, "Well, I don't want to teach them. I want them to learn on their own." Well, the world's teaching them something. They're going to be taught something, whether it's by you and about the Lord, or whether it's by the world or the television. And the television might be the worst thing that ever happened to America. And you know, I was thinking about Abraham, and the Bible says, and you study, everybody in the world was Gentile. And God's Spirit appeared unto Abraham, and he became a believer. And there's something wrote in there sometimes that's forgotten. Abraham was a preacher of righteousness. He talks about when he left, the souls that he had gotten. Meaning that some become believers, but everybody don't become believers. But it's a choice that you have. So we find that God works in different ways. The Bible also says that faith is passed down from faith to faith. And those people, you know, probably have more to answer for than anybody else that's been raised and taught about Jesus Christ. They'll be held more accountable than those people in the dark jungles of Africa that's not heard about God, and God has appeared to them and given them that chance to be saved. And so you and I have a lot to answer for to an almighty God when we ask for what. And you know, then I think about the different things that the heavens show us. The Bible in Romans says, Romans 1 and 20, that you're without excuse because the invisible God and the eternal Godhead and the heavens, you look around and you think about how this thing is set up. You can't say they're not a divine maker of it all. It didn't just happen. I heard a preacher preach the other day on every theory that they come up with. In a matter of time, they have to throw those theories away because they disprove themselves. And the one theory, the one proof thing that stood the test of time is the Word of God and its creation. God created Adam and Eve and started mankind. And He gave us all the chance to be saved. So for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Sometimes I watch in the summertime especially, and you can see a hard rain and the sun is shining and you'll see the bowl in the sky. I drove through one of them one time where it come right down in the road, and I thought it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life. And I see it in the sky and I think about what God said. I put my bowl in the sky to be a reminder to never destroy the world with water again. I know sometimes they worry about all the thawing out in Alaska and flooding. Well, there might be some of the world flooded, but God said this thing never be totally flooded again, and it won't be. This thing will be destroyed with drought and fire and brimstone. But it'll never be destroyed with water again. And every time you see the bowl, you know there's a God in heaven. The Bible says that that bowl goes right around the throne of God. You ever thought that? I believe that those colors and those beauties, Brother Junior, is just the glory of God. Amen. I can't say the word, but just showing the people the wonderful glories of God. We done a wedding yesterday, one of the most beautiful farms I believe I've ever been on. And as I left there, I told Pat, I said, you think about how beautiful this is. And it's nothing what heaven's going to be like. Woo! Amen! It's nothing! Amen! So what God got prepared for them that love Him and look for His appearance, the grace of God has appeared unto all men. I thank God for that, don't you? Amen. There's a song, and maybe you've got only a little day. I'll never shall forget the day. I tell you, if you've truly ever been saved, you can't forget that day. Amen. I can forget. I remember that day just like it's the day that the Lord come into my heart. He changed me. So for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. 1 Timothy 2 and 4 says this, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I'll get to the knowledge in a few moments. I heard a preacher on the radio preach one day, and he preached to his congregation how stupid they were. And that's what he said, stupid. And he said he was stupid. And all the things he said, sheep are stupid. And I sat there and listened to him a little while, and I said, none of you ain't saved. God's people comes the wisdom when they get saved. The knowledge of the truth. Amen. A saved man's not stupid. Amen. That's one of the smartest men in this world. He's a born-again Christian on his way to heaven. Amen. Praise be to God. I thank God. I'm not very smart in the world, but I'm smart enough to make heaven my home through the grace of God. And it's His will, praise be to God, that all men be saved. Not just somebody in Spencer, somebody in White County, but throughout the whole world. It's not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance and be saved. You know, I was thinking the other night as Brother Johnson preached on Mark of the Beast and thinking about how will this thing all come together and be one world church. Now, God's going to have a church separate from that. And I'm driving down the road and I believe the Lord revealed it to me. He said, you'll get together and they'll say, Abraham had two sons and we're serving the same God. And they'll, the Catholics, done, one of the popes has done that with them. Some of the other churches have meet with them. But I'll tell you this, everyone's meeting with them ain't got the goods. Hey, I didn't say it when I said that. They haven't got the goods. I mean, there ain't but one way to heaven. That's Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And if anybody walks the streets of heaven, you will be born again. And you will go through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you will go through the front door. Amen. Praise be God. You're not going to go through no back door. Because there's no back door. He's the only door. Amen. And so to tie up with all of these things, oh, what a foolish world we live in. I was talking to some people the other day, and I said, I thank God that God's more merciful than I am. Now, I go further than that. I thank God He's more merciful than all of you. Any one of us, okay? You say, why? You and I get aggravated about some things, and we just start to, I'm tired of that. Just still waiting with it. You don't tell the truth. But God's long suffering patient. Hey, now, He's a good God. Why? Because He don't want anybody to go to hell. And then praise be God, I look back on my life and I thank God I got saved when I did. My children's been in the house of God all their life. I try to live right every day of my life. And then it's not hard to live right. It's easy to live right if you want to live right. It's according on what you want to do. So, He said He would have all men to be saved. John 5:39 says this. Another way that God appears to us, He says, search for scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of me. I remember, Brother Junior, when I first got under conviction, went home and started reading the Bible, I knew I was lost. I'd been under conviction before, been raised in the house of God, I knew right from wrong, didn't do it, but knew right from wrong. Done wrong, didn't do right. But when I got under conviction, I went home and I started searching the scriptures. I didn't know how lost I was. I didn't know how much trouble I was in. Amen. When I read there in the scriptures, amen, and I knew that I was going to hell if I didn't get touched. And I'd read and God told me the things that I had to do to go to heaven. Amen. Yet I'd pray and I wouldn't turn it over to God. When you search the scriptures, you know what you find? I mean, you don't have to read it to your neighbors, you can read it to yourself. If that's who you're going to be talking to anyway. Amen. When I'm getting the message together, he's still talking to me, ain't you, brother? Amen. Still talking to me. Amen. This is a love letter wrote to you to every individual in the world. What is a love letter? It's not a hate letter. Amen. God loves every one of us. And He said, search the scripture. Make sure that you're ready to meet an almighty God. You say, Brother Wayne, how do you know that you're saved today? Amen. Number one is I know there's a time that I knelt on the altar and when I got up I was saved. Amen. I know that. There's some things in my life that I'm just absolute. I absolutely know I got saved that Sunday morning, Brother Junior. And it's that I know absolutely that God called me to preach His Word. Amen. Those things I never doubt about. Amen. Didn't have to ask nobody. Amen. I know that those two things are heavenly divine from God Almighty. Amen. And when I'd study the scriptures, and I'd see myself in the scriptures every night, I read it. Amen. And one of the places I got to, because I was praying every night, from the time that I got under the conviction at the poker table, I prayed every night, Brother Junior. I prayed every morning. I read the Bible every day. But I was as lost as the duck was in the desert on my way to a devil's hell, because I hadn't come to God's turn. Oh, you talk to these people and they'll say, man, the Lord's got it worked out. You can honestly say those people are lost. And you said, you should say, I've done that. And he says, why is that? Because you and the Lord haven't got it worked out. God, Christ worked it out on Calvary. You come to His turn. He don't come to your turn. It's God's turn if you're going to make heaven your home. Ain't but one way. Amen. You come to His turn. And I'd read them and I'd find myself lost. Here's one part of the scripture, and I'd pray. I'd get up, I knew I was lost. I knew I was lost and on my way to hell. And I'd find in the scripture, if you deny me, I'll deny you. If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. I tell you what, I don't know why anybody would want to be ashamed of the best thing that could ever happen to them in salvation. And I don't understand that. Amen. It's like getting married. And you know what? You and I are the bride. You say, I'm a man, I don't like that. You better get used to it because you're the bride. Hey, amen. Praise be to God. And you know what? I remember the day Miss Pat got married. 39 years ago yesterday we got married. I remember her walking up to the back. Amen. And we've been together all these years. William said she's a fine woman. She's had a hard life putting up with me. Hey, that is what he said, brother. Amen. And he's probably right. Amen. Praise be because she is a fine woman. Amen. But praise be to God, if I'd been ashamed of her, she wouldn't have walked up this way. Amen. If you think you're going to go to God's heaven and make heaven your home and being ashamed of Him, you're fooling yourself. Amen. You're not going to work it out with Him for Him to accept that, is it? Amen. Praise be to God. And so when you said the scripture, and I find that, and I read, and I remember one night on Dustin's bed, he was not there that night for some reason. I don't know, or maybe needing, I don't know. But I was in there studying the Bible, and I was praying. Amen. And I laid down on the bed after that, and he might as well have been rolled on the ceiling. If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Amen. And after that, sometime near that time, Pat got saved. And she come home, and I never seen her that happy. She wasn't that happy the day she got married. Amen. I'll tell you something else. A woman, when they get past that pain, you'll never see nobody happier than a woman when they've had a child. Amen. Amen. Even they're still hurting. You lay that child on her, they the glow there. Amen. And I remember. Amen. Praise be to God, our children. Amen. She still wasn't that happy with being a man. Amen. God touched her and saved her soul. Amen. And I knew I was lost. Didn't even know God was dealing with her. Now I'm pretty sure she didn't know God was dealing with me. I didn't go to church with her that day. Amen. But praise be to God. Amen. After that, I said, now then, if the Lord comes back, my children's too young to know right from wrong. Pat's going to heaven, and I'm going to hell if I don't get saved. Amen. I knew where I was going. Amen. I went to church, and Brother Nance preached on the service to me. Amen. How hot hell's going to be, and who's going to be there? A lot of times we think the murderer is going to be there, the child molesters, and all of those things. Let me tell you something. There's good men and women in hell. Amen. There's just millions and millions and millions of good men and women that would never accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're in hell because they wouldn't come to the place. The Bible said all the sin. He didn't say part. Everybody that's ever reached the age of accountability become a sinner, and they must be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Must be. You know, he preached on a certain rich man, and I walked out there knowing if I died, I'd go to hell. Didn't repeat. The next Sunday I went. Oh, and can't tell you things he said, brother. Amen. I remember standing up to go, and I remember stepping out. I don't remember another step. Amen. And you know what? You talk to a lot of people, you'll find a lot of people like that. Why? Because their mind ain't on the journey up there. Their mind's on God. Amen. And I remember kneeling on that altar. Amen. And I was praying and asking God to forgive me my sins. Brother Nance was on the other side. Nobody can help you pray through. He didn't pray with you, but he chooses he's going to pray through. Amen. He said, let him touch the hem of your garment, but I will say that very second I become a believer. Amen. Come to me to save the faith. Woo! Isn't it good? Amen. Amen. Nobody couldn't tell me I didn't get saved. Because I settled it right then and there. And when I got up, I ain't been ashamed of him either. I had his brother there and said, you got anything you want to say? And I wanted to thank God for saving my soul. And I thank him today that God saved my soul. I thank him for having a plan for us to be forever in heaven. Amen. And I want to praise him. I'm not ashamed of him. I could stand in the path of wilderness and tell the world about Jesus Christ. I could stand anywhere in the world and tell the anchor of the world's problems is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the anchor to the world's problems. We just got to get the world lost so they can find the Savior. So he said, search the Scripture. When you search them, you find yourself in them and tells you what to do. He said, repent and be baptized. Then deny yourself and come. Pick up your cross and follow him. John 15:26 said, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you, the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify me. Now this is the words of Jesus Christ here. The Holy Ghost, A lot of people tell you they don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost ain't in them. Well, I hate to bust their bubble, but they're lost. Amen. Because the Bible said without the Spirit, you're none of His. This is the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost is the same thing. You can't separate them. Amen. Praise be to God. And the Spirit that come into me that day, amen, that saved my soul, is always pointing me to Jesus Christ. Amen. It's always pointing me to that. Jesus lives in my heart through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. And when I pray, I go to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you know what? I want you to know something tonight. None of us here today have a right to go directly to God the Father. None of us. Amen. You pray. You have a mediator between man and God. Amen. You got a man making intercession. That's Jesus Christ sitting on the right hand of the Father. You call on the name of the Father in the name of Jesus, and Jesus goes to my Father. He says, my little silly brother down there. Talking about me. I ain't talking about nobody else, man. He needs something. Amen. Sometimes the Father says, you can't have it. And I busted everybody's bubble then. I'm not a prosperity preacher anymore. Prosperity preacher says you get everything you want. They're liars. That's the truth. Amen. I ain't never seen a Christian yet. Everything went well. Abraham was a great man of God. He had problems. Job was an upright and perfect man. The Bible said he had problems. Amen. So we all have problems. But through every problem, I've got somebody to go with me. Amen. Praise be the three Hebrew children went through the fire. He didn't keep them out of the fire. He went through the fire with them. Amen. Praise be to God. And he said he didn't even squeeze your heart. Amen. I can tell you that his heart didn't squeeze. Amen. Amen. I tell you. Amen. Every time I preach about these Hebrew children, I think about that. We had this old stove, wood stove, and it'd be cold down the bottom. She'd throw kerosene in there. I said, now, Peyton, better quit doing that. Sometimes you can't tell a woman that. I'm in big trouble today. Amen. She said, you can't tell a man that another time. No, that's what she's thinking. And she's right. I'll get back to this if you hear me. We were going somewhere and I went to stop and ask direction. She said, why are you? Did a man who didn't never stop and get direction? Just drive around or something. You understand? Amen. We're close. Amen. That's true, isn't it? Amen. But you know what? He didn't take them. He took them through the fire. And when that fire shot out, it swings past him. People, he just take a little fire and swing. If you don't believe it, years ago, everybody didn't go to the store and buy chickens like we did now. They kill them at home. They take a little fire and they swing it. He didn't take them. They didn't take any at all to swing past. But he took them through. They weren't warm. Didn't even smell smoke. Amen. Praise be God. If he can take them through the Hebrew fire, I believe he can take this church through whatever comes. Amen. So the comforter, when I'm sad, the comforter's with me. Let me tell you something. The comforter works in different ways, too. One sister told me last night, she was praying for me sometime after 11 o'clock. Well, last night, sometime after 11 o'clock, I was real sick, having chest pain. How was she a note? She didn't know that. She didn't know that arrived then. She just told me she'd pray for me. Amen. God works just some time to pray for somebody. Amen. I'm telling you, praise be to God, we're serving a living God. Amen. That works through the Holy Spirit of God to testify that Jesus died for the world. Amen. Praise be to God. He come into this world, born to the Virgin Mary, lived upon the face of this earth about 33 and a half years, hung on that old rugged cross, and died, was pierced in the side, and he's coming back, and everybody's going to see him, even those that pierced his hands in his side, is going to see my Lord and Savior. You know what? He didn't say that, right? You say, how do you know? He didn't say, because he's in my heart today. Woo! Amen. I'm here to tell you today, he's not in that grave. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Come out of that. Thank God. One day after a while, we're going home, and we're going to praise God. Saying we're going to sing like we've never sung. Amen. And you know, they're going to be people. Brother Bill, they'll be good people. Weep and cry at the day of judgment. And he'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. He said, depart from me. Amen. And you say, well, I've never given a chance. He said, every time you looked at the sun and the moon, it was a testimony to you there's a God. Every time you seen the rainbow, it was a testimony to you there was God. But you remember that time that you were sitting in church and I knocked up on your heart's door? Amen. And you said, no. You remember when you were riding down the road and I knocked up on your heart's door and you said, no. Amen. Now it's too late. Amen. I give you change after change. Amen. And I rap out to you. Amen. Day after day and night after night, I troubled your heart and your soul. And I told you that you were lost and undone and going on your way to hell. But my grace appeared to you. Amen. You remember the time that you was at the funeral and the preacher preached about Jesus and he stepped on your toes. Amen. My grace has appeared unto you then. Think about this today. God's grace is appearing to somebody, and it might be the last opportunity that you ever have to make heaven your home. You say, God won't let me go to hell. You're kidding yourself. God don't send anybody to hell. People send themselves to hell. One more place. And maybe I'll hush. Maybe. 2 Peter 3 and 9 says this. The Lord is not slack with His promise. You know, sometimes I think about all the things God said He's going to do to lost people and I almost forget what He said He's going to do for us. He's going to wipe the tears away. I can't imagine an almighty God that made everything loves me enough to wipe the tears out of my eyes. You ever thought about that? Amen. Loves me enough. Amen. Praise be to God that He's going to wipe the tears out. And if I have loved ones that don't make heaven my home then, He'll wipe the memories away. And be forever in heaven with Him. Amen. Praise be to God. So the Lord's not slack in His promise. He's coming back and He'll be right on time. And I see all the things that's happening in the world and all the... And I call it perverts. Amen. And I don't say things to offend people, and I don't have to be politically correct, because I'm not running for anything, and I don't care who wins or loses. Amen. Amen. I'm not trying to please nobody but God Almighty anyway. Amen. And everybody that stands for this bunch of junk that's going on is perverts. Yeah, you get mad at me, you can't. Amen. But you can't say I'm not wrong. When a man wants to go in a woman's bathroom and say, I'm a girl, amen, he's a pervert to start with. Amen. Praise be God. And it takes a bunch of perverts to allow them. Now, I don't struggle when I said that, yeah. Something bad wrong with this thing. And I see all these things going on, and I wonder, Lord, how much you're going to take? How much more are you going to take? But this is what he said. Believe that or not, that pervert he was. Did you know that? And we got to always remember that. And then praise be God, he loved him. He said he's not slapping his promises. He don't repent, he will cast him into hell. Let me say this too before I go any further. There'll be a lot of people that's going on and supporting things that they'll be held accountable for child molestation. There'll be little kids in bathrooms getting molested. You hear me? There'll be women raped. They said they don't have the problem. They got these laws in Canada. Amen. Now, I don't know about everybody else who goes to Canada, but Pat will tell you this. When we lived in Canada, I had the weirdest feeling I ever had. I told her I believed I could kiss the ground when I got back there. And I just thought it was. I mean, this is the weirdest spirit that I believe I ever felt in my life. Amen. I have no desire going back to Canada. If I want to see the Niagara Falls, I'll go to New York side and stop. Amen. But if they don't quit, if things doesn't change, we're going to have the same spirit overruling this country. That spirit that was there didn't bear witness to me. I was uncomfortable. Why? Because they're going along with everything. Because the world goes along with it, don't make it right. I told Dustin when he was a little boy. And I believe if I told him that and expected him as a little boy to do that, I should do this now. I told him, I said, Dustin, in school, anybody can go along with the crowd. The crowd's usually wrong. 99.9% of the time, the crowd is wrong.
I said, anybody can go along with the crowd. But it takes a man, or it takes a woman, to stand for what's right. And I tell you, these last days, all the things that's going to happen, we'll see who preachers are. Amen. We'll see who stands. Amen. Praise be to God, because everything's going to be stacked against you. But the most important thing is going to be with you. That's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So he said he's not slack concerning his promises, as some people count slackness. Now you and I think he's been gone a long time, but according to the Bible, he ain't been gone 2 full days yet. You ever thought about that way? I mean, you live an average of 70 years, and one day with the Lord is 1,000 years. So he ain't been gone 2 full days. Amen. He'll come back right on time. But it's long suffering. Now, I don't say this before I go any further. Every one of us here needs to be thankful for long suffering.
Amen.
Yep. And then God could cut me out into eternity many times, and I went to hell. I remember one time in a ball game, and the church has heard me say this many times. I was running to first base, and this elderly old man called me out. I've always regretted. A lot of referees I've not regretted. I chewed them out. Probably should, since I'm saved, but I haven't. But I regretted this one. And he's the only one that ever put me in my place. The only one. Some call technicals and different things, but this old man put me in my place. He let me argue for a little while. And then kind and gentle, Brother Buddy, he looked me in the eye. He said, son, I'm okay, son. And I said, what's that? You know, that's smart ass tongue. He said, there never was but one perfect man. They crucified him. What do you say to him? And I tell you what you do. That big bone, smart mouth of mine feels about this honor. I've been put in my place. And the patience of it never had been the one perfect man. And we did hang it. I did say we. Sometimes we forget that. You say, I never had no part of it. Did you see ever sin? Everybody that's ever sinned has hanged him on that tree, whether you like that or not. So he counts slack. So he's long suffering. It's still beyond me to think about. And Christ was 100% human hanging on that tree. Sometimes we forget that. 100% human being looks off that tree and says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do. Now, 99% of us couldn't do that. Maybe I should stay up under. Amen. So we got some moving up to this. A lot of times people will say, well, I'm just as good as those people in church. That isn't who you're supposed to compare yourself to. Amen. Start comparing yourself to Christ to be where you stand. Amen. You start using him as an example. You won't rank up very high. You'll find out that in the wee hours, like 2 o'clock this morning when I was praying for me. Amen. I was praying for Don Sutton. Amen. I was praying for Uncle Dan. Amen. Praise be to God. And who else ever come to my heart? Amen. That's who I was praying for. Amen. But I always pray for me. Amen. You say, why? Why'd it be crazy to try to lead a group of people to heaven and not go myself? Hey, think about it. It'd be crazy for you to think everybody tell people about Jesus and you die and go to hell. It would be crazy for God to touch you and bless you and how he put his hand on you and for you to miss heaven. You ever thought about that? People, we've done heard about the power of God today. Miracles. And we can go across this church and there's a lot of miracles can be told. He said, his long suffering, thank God for that, to us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Amen. You know, sometimes people have trouble forgiving themselves. Sometimes people have trouble with faith. The Bible does say some people have more faith than others for us to help those people weak in the faith. Did you know the Bible said that? Amen. So we're supposed to help them. Amen. But here's here today. Amen. I don't know what you've done. And I don't need to know what you've done. But there's a God in heaven that's all up there in there. Amen. And you know what? He's ready to do away with it. Amen. I tell you what, I love that in the Bible. Amen. He said, I'll cast your sins as far as these sins from the west, never be remembered no more. Amen. I've done some things. I ain't done one. Just done some things that we can't do. If you say you have, you probably lied. Amen. We all have. Amen. But I thank God, the old devil brings him up sometimes, and I say, devil, get behind me. Can you give me that day? I'll take him back to that day, because I know I got saved. Amen. And then I'll think about it. I can't forget him. He can't remember him. Woo! Hey, think about that. Amen. Praise be to God. Brother Junior, you can't forget him, and he can't remember. Why? Because he chooses not to. Thank God for that. So he's long suffering. He's not his will that any should perish, but I'll come to repentance. So I don't know what your sin is today, but I know this. God has got a message to send to you, and he wants you to know that you're going to be given a chance to be saved in it, and you better take advantage of it. Heaven or hell, you choose, but you can't stay here. Amen. Praise be to God. One of these days, that's what. I tell you what, I think it's getting close. It may not be getting close for the church, but I believe it's getting close maybe for me. I don't know. You say, I tell you, I don't worry about dying, brother. I hate to talk to leaving Pat and Brenna. That's the hard thing. Say, well, I lay my head on the pillow, right? People talk about storms. I don't work up in storms. Amen. The best example about a storm is I heard this black preacher down in Texas. True story. Big tornado coming through. Everybody was hunting a hole. Said he went to the back door and opened the door and looked at the storm. Said one of them run said, ain't you going to come pray with us? He said, I prayed when it's pretty. Amen. Amen. I prayed before the storm comes. Amen. The storm's coming. But I've done my peace with God. And early this morning, I talked to my God again. Amen. And I'm looking for Him coming. Amen. Praise be to God. And dancing down the streets. And I'm not talking about some filthy dancing that we have in this world, but the dancing of joy. You say, I'm not a shouter. You will be heaven. Amen. Hear these people shout heaven. Never dream about shouting here. Woo! Amen. Praise be to God. And you say, well, Brother Wayne, I was raised in church. You don't know what it does. It don't matter. God's got it rolled down. He's got it rolled down. You know what, Brother Junior? He's sitting up there saying, now, if it'll just come today, and all they got to come is with faith and act, I'm going to wipe every one of them away.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to forgive them just instantly. Yes, instantly. And I'll close maybe after this. Ain't nothing in this world you get for simply acting. It's worthless. That's the reason people have so much trouble with salvation. It's so easy to get. Nobody, the people just have trouble with it. But you know what? God said this is a free gift, and I won't give it to you. It's because before men had got saved, and when we was walking around the sin, God loved us. Before you got saved, God loved you. Brother Buddy, before you got saved, God loved you. Sister Dorothy, God loved you. Long time before you ever got saved. Every single one here. And if God didn't want you to go to heaven, He wouldn't send His Son to die for you. But He's your choice. And He wants to meet you. Brother Freddie said, you said something preaching that I've never forgotten. He never drove nobody to the well and not give them a grace. He's awaiting. Amen. Where'd He send that? He's standing at your heart's door. Knocking. Saying, if you open up, I'll come and sup with you and you with me. That's the best day of my life. Amen. And I've had some good. Amen. I thank God for the day that me and Pat got married. Thank God for my children. Amen. But I thank God that He sent His Son to die for me. And I can get saved and I can lead my children in the right way and my grandchildren. Amen. God is reaching out to somebody. And you go before God and you say, well, God, I never was given a chance. Yes, you've been given a chance. You've been given a chance. But you'll have to choose. Brother Gilbert here can't choose for his family, and I can't choose for mine. Grandma and Grandpa can't pray you into heaven. Daddy and Mama can't pray you into heaven. It's a choice that you have.
Amen.
And in closing, I am going to close. I'm planning on walking the streets of heaven, and I believe I've got a promise. I believe God promised me if I raise my children out, I'd have my heaven. They've got to get saved on their own. I understand that. And brother, if they don't make heaven, tell me it ain't God. God's promise is not true. It says I didn't do my job. Amen. Can't blame nobody but me. Now, I didn't say, Pat, I'm the head of the house. Amen. I plan on
seeing Pat in heaven. I know we'll not be husband and wife with that.
Yeah.
I plan on seeing Dustin, Danielle, and Brianna, the little girl. We already got up there. I plan on seeing them.
Yeah.
And my grandchildren. I plan on seeing them. Why? Because I serve a living God. It's all powerful and all mighty. As this world gets darker and darker, God gets brighter and brighter. Amen. And He wants you to go to heaven. Amen. What about the joys of the Lord? Amen. Mel, I decided that we ain't heard nothing yet. Woo! Hey, I'm about to get happy. Hey, I need to shut up, but I'm having trouble. Amen. Don't you want to go to heaven? Don't you want to go? You know what? The only thing between you and hell is Christ, and He's willing to keep you out of it. And all you got to do is come and ask. Ask the brothers and sisters come and sing and whatever they got on their heart. And ask everybody to sing.
And what you need, keep on searching. I've got all the words. Keep on
heaven or hell, you choose. You just can't take it. with me. If not, I ask everybody to be seated.